Ephesians chapter 5.
Thank God for that powerful word from the woman of God.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body and of his flesh and his bones. We are reading to verse 32. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I want to speak quickly on the subject, the glorious home. The glorious home. That is that home that is glory-filled as we move from glory to glory in this conference. Our objective is to understand what to look out for, or rather understanding what to do to realize a glorious home. And number two, we want to understand the benefits of the glorious home. But I want to prophesy to somebody today. You will not miss it. You will not miss it. Every man, woman, boy, girl that is set, everyone who is set to be married, you will not miss it. And everyone already married, I prophesy by the mantle of God on my life, your marriage will not be a concern. The help to have a good home, that help is released upon you. Shout the loudest amen. We traveled to Ghana on Thursday. Well, on our way back on Friday, I was with my wife and Paul Daniel, our son. And we're seated at the VVIP, according to our host who brought us, and we're right there, just chilling away. We were just enjoying ourselves. I don't know what I said or what my wife said, and we were laughing, and the young man, all of us were just laughing as if we're the only one there. Our host and his friend took the camera and said, I want to snap you people. He said, you appear to me like the happiest people on earth. And he said that, and then he snapped, another person snapped, another person snapped. Now, we're not trying to act anything. We're on our own talking. We didn't even try to attract attention. But that was what he said, and I quoted him verbatim. I want to say three things. One, a glorious home, or the glorious home, is God's vision for the home. When God was talking about the glorious church, he likened it to the relationship between the man and his wife. The glorious home is God's vision for the home. Number two, the glorious home is foundational for a glorious destiny. The glorious home is foundational for a glorious destiny. If a destiny will be glorious, the home must be glorious. Look at the home of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and see the kind of destiny they have on the earth today. Look at Tommy and Daisy Osborne and how much they impacted their world in their life. Look at Kenneth and Aretha Higgins and the kind of impact that they made. Even those who we may not call, who we are not, we don't know exactly what their faith is or whether they are not outrightly born again Christian, even in the secular realm. Someone like Bill and Melinda Gates and someone like Warren and Susan Buffett, even though Susan is dead now. The kind of life these people lead, I mean, the kind of home. I read Bill Gates' books many years ago and I got an idea about the quality of his family and the value of his he has for his home. In scripture, you read of Aquila and Priscilla. They were almost inseparable and they had such a powerful destiny. The glorious home is foundational for the glorious destiny. If you are playing with your family, you are playing with the home. If you are playing with your marital destiny, you are actually playing with your life as a whole. Finally, number three thing I'll say before we enter into this message is the enemy attacks the glory of the home in order to attack the glory of the future. He attacks the glory of the home in order to attack the glory of the future. I've practically seen many men, women, rendered almost useless because of the tension and pressure in the home. We see a lot of attacks on homes today when you talk of abortion rights. And the other day somebody sent me a WhatsApp where a state now in America has legalized that a brother and a sister, the same mother, the same father can marry each other. Case had been in court, I think in Supreme Court for 10 years or so. And the ruling just came out now. And so you see all those kind of things and all the kind of man-woman thing, man marry man, woman marry woman, and all the kind of things you see, plus, and then combine that with the frequency in which divorces are taking place, both in the church and in the world. And then you know that the devil is all out to fight marriages as much as he can. That is why God is looking up to you and me and us here today to set a standard for the world. That marriage as God ordained it in scripture is still possible. That marriage is still something to enjoy, not something to endure. That marriage is still enviable, not pitiable. That a woman can look forward to a marriage and look forward to a happy future, not a frustrated life. That a man can look forward to a home. That's why God is looking forward to you and me. And I see in this season a lot of role model marriages coming out of the church. And if you believe that, you will say the loudest amen. Let me start with talking to the singles. Because it is easier to repair a child than to mend an adult. Let's start with, when you are yet single and you have not yet married, what are the things to bear in mind? Number one, that is if you want the glorious home at the end. Number one, marry in the plan of God. Marry the plan of God for your life. There are some things we have said before that I may repeat again for the sake of retention. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21. The Bible said, there are many devices in the heart of a man. There are many things a person can decide to do with his life. But it is only the plan of God that can stand. Only the counsel of God stands the test of time. The marriage that can stand, the ministry that can stand, the destiny that can stand is the one that is established in the plan of God. Whatever it takes you to marry the plan of God, do it. Hear this. It is either you are married to the plan of God or you are married to a mistake. When people marry mistakes, they deliver regrets for life. I told a young man that some days ago. When you are married to a mistake, you give birth to regrets for life. This is very important. Lord, as a young man, there was nothing I feared, godly fear, more than going outside the will of God. Lord, whatever it takes, help me to follow your plan for my life. Number one, marry in the plan of God. Number two, follow the principles of God for your future. Follow the principles of God. For life. What am I talking about? Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 to 2. He said, if you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe, to do all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. If you will hearken. Now, it is one thing to find the plan of God. It's another thing to follow the principles of God. If God said, this is, or if God leads you to a man, and that is the person you are to marry, there is another principle. Marriage is honorable in all, the bed undefiled. If you saw 100 angels, including Jesus himself, told you that person is your wife, and you are sleeping with each other before you married, it's plus one minus one, zero. That revelation of that person being the plan of God has been messed up by the fact that you didn't follow the principle. Am I communicating? Because there are people who do two things right and do two things wrong, and they are wondering why they're going forward. They did some things right and did some things wrong, and they are wondering why they are not moving forward. Marrying the will of God, in the plan of God, and breaking the principles is the same as not marrying the will of God and following good principles. Hello? Just identify the principles. This is the plan. Now, we are talking about seeing the glory at the end. If I am to see the glory in the home at the end, what should I do today? Number one, is this person God's plan for my life? Number two, am I following God's principles? And don't put yourself in a position where you can be tempted and easily fall. You can start by holding hands today. Tomorrow, holding of hands become too small. You move the hand further. Next tomorrow, the furtherness of the hand is too small. You keep on proceeding until you reach a boundary of no return. When your central nervous system, where your conscious effort gives way to autonomic nervous functions, and you begin to act without your control. And you come to a point where you ask yourself, what came over me? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Where there are no guidelines, accidents are inevitable.
accidents of destiny. There must be guidelines in life. Hey, we can't cross this boundary. You can't visit my house in the night. You cannot come just by yourself like that. Me and you cannot be in a room alone. We cannot be talking just all the time. No, there must be guidelines and boundaries so that you don't even mess up something that is meant to be good. You see? There are girls who spoil it all the time. Before you can say, praise the Lord, they have slept with the man. Before you can say, praise the Lord, they have slept with the man. Something that was meant to end the marriage and was meant to be very glorious was messed up by the absence of guidelines. And most times the girls are the worst for it, but because most men would just walk away like that. And your young lady is left battered for life. Marry the plan of God. Follow the principles of God. That person you are hurrying after now, when you are proclaimed man and wife, you have each other for life. If you like, you can carry her on your head from the wedding venue. And they say, what is happening? They say, I have been waiting for too long. I need to carry this girl on the head. Or him, as the case may be. Am I communicating to anybody here? I mean, whatever you want, after you have declared man and wife, you have declared man and wife, that declaration gives you the password to the internet. Wisdom is the capacity to delay gratification. There is something ahead of you, a fulfillment, a satisfaction ahead that you have to delay. That is what makes it respectful. That is what makes it special. That is what makes it valuable. The fact that you are able to hold yourself and delay doing the right thing at the right time. Not doing the wrong thing at the wrong time. Anybody getting anything here at all? Because we live in a very loose world today. The whole world is so loose that what they call immorality and all this is now is nothing. It's very cheap and very easy. There are people who meet each other today and sleep with each other today. In those days, men used to pursue girls and girls used to do guy. I used to say no. But heated pursuit. You know? And the man is saying, I don't know what to do again. This girl is just too difficult. It's boning for me too much. Today, all that is gone. People have become so cheap. That is number two. Number three. Marry the person, not the possession. Marry the person, not the possession. There are people today who didn't marry a person. They married what the person had. Maybe a certificate. Maybe money. Maybe the person's parents, but not the person. There are those who marry the influence of the father or mother-in-law to be. They marry the influence, not the person. If I marry from this family, I am already made. I'm fat, I am made. You don't know that there are people like that. The man is a governor. In fact, the mother is a senator. In fact, that family, they are highly influential. Like, I must marry from there. And a man, don't let any woman marry your money. Because you will be shocked. They will marry your money.
and have relationship with the person they love. So that right under your roof, things are happening without your notice. We live in a world that has drastically changed. Somebody say a loud amen. Take your seat. Ensure that in any relationship you find yourself, confirm what the person is marrying. There are some men who are after some ladies because of the ladies' monies. You used to think it's the other way. It happens this way too. Lazy men. Very lazy. Men who have no shame. The lady has a car or a car. She has a house already. She has some millions in her account. In fact, my trouble is reduced. And once I marry her, since I'm the head of the home, she has to come under me. Who told you? Before you go far, find out who and what the person is planning to marry. Is it you or yours? You are, because I was talking with one man who married and then realized he made a mistake before married. I said, this realization is coming too late. I wish it had come before the wedding. I wish this realization had come before the wedding. Take your seat. Just be sure. There are people who have married some lady's voice. This girl is a powerful singer. She will make me money. I don't want to go into some things, so. I don't want to go into some things. You know, I talk with people. People talk to me all the time. I have once talked to a music girl who cannot touch one naira out of her ministration honorarium. She can't. The husband is the owner of the money. She is the one that is invited. The man is the owner of the money. I'm not talking of what I heard. That is why, cash cow. That is why I said, be sure who and what the person wants to marry. And there are ways you can sense it. If the person gets money from you or anything like that, by the time the thing begins to drop, their attitude will change. Even changes for your notice. Somebody say amen. Don't marry anybody apart from the person. And don't let anybody marry anything other than you he claims to be coming for. When man married a girl, this girl was walking, okay, I'll say it. She was walking in the kind of place where they post you to America and post you everywhere. And it was her father who trained her. So she sends money to her father for her junior ones. The moment she married the husband who was almost doing nothing, the man said, if you send one naira to your father again, if you send one naira to your father again, I am now your husband. Sending no money nowhere. The father who sent me to school, who took care of me after my mother died and raised me like that, I am working in a good place like this now.
And you say, I shouldn't send money to my father. How? The man didn't marry her. He married her job. Married her salary. He married her money. I want to talk. I prophesy upon you. You will never enter into such a trap. My God and your God will open your eyes to be sure of who you will be marrying before it is finalized. For those yet to be married, say aloud, amen. Take your seat. I have not gone far and time is going. I'm speaking with you out of passion. Because if we get it right here, counseling will reduce. Number four, never marry out of pity. It may be something I have said before, but if I'm saying it again, it means it requires repetition for the sake of retention. Never marry out of sentiment. I've said that over and over. Young lady was jilted. And you went close to her, young man, because you feel her pain. Why should a man jilt a girl like this? And you wanted to be of help. Sorry, you're here. Sorry. The man is not a good man. Sorry. Thank you. Bond is developing. That is not necessarily a bond of love, but a bond of pity. That is not necessarily a direction from God, but let me fill in the gap that this man created. Disaster. This girl is just alone in church. Why? Nobody is talking to her. Let me go close to her and see if I can talk to her. This brother, I heard that so many sisters, nobody said no to, said yes to him. Everybody is saying no to him. Let me prove that he can be married. And you offer yourself. As a misdirected sacrifice. Or you are on your way in relationship and you realize that you have made a mistake. And you said, this is not correct. And the man said, I will kill myself. If you say no, I will just die. He said there is witchcraft involved in that one. Or the girl say, I'm going to just prepare. Just let me, I will give you my personal suicide note. And I will write the reason why I'm dying. You say, okay. Instead of such a news, let me go ahead and marry. That is, you have signed signature for lifetime of frustration, lifetime of regrets. If God said Jonah should come out of the ship, don't pity the future of Jonah. Leave Jonah's future in the hands of God. And if instead of letting Jonah go, some people prefer to be buried with Jonah. I told people before, I say you don't save a sinking ship by jumping inside. Am I communicating? These are the kind of A thing like marriage is not something that you do from pity. You can pray for the person. You can do everything, but not to offer yourself to be joined to a relationship that you are only joining yourself to because. Someone say amen. Am I communicating at all? Somebody has a deformity, God forbid. So, I pity him. I pity her. Let me just marry him. No. You are just on a journey to the pit. From pity to pit. It will never be your portion. Pure, unadulterated love. Pure, unadulterated love that is driven by God, founded on principles. That is what fuels relationship. That was number four. Anybody getting something, say amen. Number five. Never ignore warning signals. You want a glorious home. Don't ignore warning signals. I have said it over and over. A bad wife or a bad husband don't just happen. There are warning signals. From the walking steps of a masquerade, you can tell whether he will be able to dance. You follow me? The way he walks into the arena, the bad dancer will just scatter his leg. The dancing masquerade, his move, his walk is a dance. His walk into the arena is a... You see, there are people that by their operations you can identify who they will be. Listen to this. Any bad behavior that anybody is putting forth in relationship now is a shadow compared with what is to come. That bad behavior is only happening because there is a restraint. I don't own this person yet. If I over-manifest and he says no, what will I do? Let's manage ourselves small until we are officially married. Most people... is after you have married each other that you know who you are marrying. Most people. That's why we need some measure of courtship and also the Spirit of God to know who you are marrying. Because there are times you are married. A man was married to his wife for 10 years before he realized the wife had a child out of wedlock. And he didn't know. There are people, 10 years he didn't know. Yes. Every time they go to the village, the baby, the child rushes at her. It was one of the babies in the compound. Her own baby. Only 10 full years. Am I communicating? Take your seat. Don't ignore. That man that slapped you in courtship can kill you in marriage. Quote me any day. Magana de Magangunu, or is it multiplied Maganas? Am I communicating? I mean, somebody, you are nothing before you can say, shut up your mouth, and you don't run for your life. Say, it's love. I love him too much. Danger de, danger de. I have seen what I am saying with my eyes. I talked with a lady sometime and he said, you preach this all the time. That you said, we see warning signals
He said, in their courtship, the man beat the hell out of her. In courtship. And they went ahead and still married. Until the man almost killed her. That's physical. Die. The one I told you, whose husband said, you shouldn't send money to the father anymore. Notice bad temper in courtship. In fact, yeah, I think the man had hit her in courtship also. When I advised her, he reported me to the man, said he doesn't want us to marry. He doesn't want us to marry. As if, and I'm already married. He doesn't want us to marry. So they went ahead and married themselves. Now, you know what happened? They were on a foreign trip in the compound of another country. The man beat the hell out of her, stripped her naked in the public glare of the whole compound. That's right. I didn't want them to marry. Now, meet a bit. Not be me. You know, I've been trying to learn pigeon, but naked. Like Adam. Reported her in her workplace for them to sack her. You will never meet such men. Anybody with such potential, God will show them to you. That girl you are seeing, come, let me tell you something. I'm not coming. You want to marry her? She's talking like that now. When you marry, it was not wife, it is knife you married. I don't understand why people see telltale signals. Doctors look at your eye and they are able to tell. There's something wrong with this liver right now. Let's arrest this man on time and handle this thing immediately. You see the telltale signs. A girl that cannot respect your mother, your father, your spiritual father, spiritual parents, cannot respect your senior brother, your sister, your elders, people that you value. That person doesn't love you. A man that does not respect. You see, this is the whole principle. And this is the basis of my wife's heavy respect for my parents. She loves me so much. So appreciative of the fact that some people cooperated with each other to produce such a quality person. For the benefit of her life and her destiny. Therefore, from wherever this person came out of, I need to respect them. I need to value them. I need to bow for them. At a point, my mother will not ask me for anything. He will ask my wife. Just direct. Their relationship was almost neater than mine. They talked to each other more frequently. Value was heavy, simple. Whoever gave birth to this man for my benefit must be respected. Whoever gave birth to this girl for my benefit must be valued. So anybody who can value your mother, your father, your brothers, the things you value, that person does not value you. That person may be looking for something else from your life, but not you.
I have come to discover that assumption brings frustration. Many times we expect people to know things by themselves. But since people are not able to know many things by themselves, we have to spell it out black and white. Take your seat. Come and greet my mother. I have no chance. The person who wants to marry you? Hello, my senior brother is on the phone. I can't talk to him. Hello? No. No. That is, you, if you have someone that you are contemplating marriage to, that does not value who and what you value, yourself just devalued your life. You just devalued your life, handing yourself over to a person that values nothing about you. You just dive down in value, and you have signed what you see is what you get. Hello? Did you hear what I just said? What point are we? Never ignore warning signals. Don't ignore it. As far as marriage is concerned, marriage improves people. It magnifies people's characters. A loving man will be unusually loving inside marriage. But a hateful man who didn't correct that hatred, the hatred you saw before marriage is shadow. Marriage many times is a multiplier. The man you allow to sleep with yourself before marrying you will sleep with your friends. That is, sleeping illegally will become multiplied. Alarm is ringing. Alarm blow. Do I have a few more minutes? At least if those at home don't think I have more minutes, those who came all the way from all the countries of the world, they have a lot to hear tonight. Never marry. Never ignore warning signals. Never. Number six, ensure that you marry up. And I want to talk more to the ladies at this time. I'm talking to everybody, but more to the ladies at this time. Marry up. Somebody say, what do you mean? Marry who you can look up to. When the man is ahead, when the man is your head, it means he's ahead. Marry up. Marry who you can look up to. Marry whom you can proudly present. Marry who you can respect. Marry who you can present with dignity. You say, meet my husband to be. And nobody will say, eh. In other words, really? Meet my husband to be. Wow. Happy to see you. Congratulations. The person may have a lot of things to say, but he won't say it in the front of the man so that his head does not grow big. And young men, marry people with similar principles. Similar. It's a combination of familiar and similar. It's my coinage. It's not in the English dictionary. This is what I mean. You are a firebrand, Holy Ghost filled child of God, and went and gave yourself a man struggling to wake up from the bed in the morning.
Doesn't value the Bible, doesn't value nothing. You just married down. You just try to pull your destiny down. Your life, you are just, people go up, not down. You married down. No matter how fast you are, if a child is walking in front of you, your progress is limited to his steps. Here you are. You want to walk like this. Want to walk like this. And then the little baby is just going like this. Even if he took 1,000 steps, position didn't change. And that is who is in front of you. People don't know what they do to themselves. You take somebody who is in front of you going. Spiritually, he is far behind you. Far behind you. Mentally and academically, you have an MSc, a PhD, chartered accountant, consultant surgeon. The man couldn't finish school certificate. He dropped out in SS4. SS3. SS. In fact, SS0. You see, you are feeling the leading. Am I still talking? You are working somewhere in level 10. The man doesn't have one room to call his own under heaven. Nowhere to sleep. He has not successfully rented the house in his life. Fully loaded with potential. He's zero in everything. And that is the one you want to put in your front to determine your steps. I am talking these things based on 23 years of counseling. And I was counseling people before I stepped into ministry. I've seen lawyer woman married to a man that is redundant and doing nothing with his life. That woman died of cancer. In bitterness. This almost 20 years ago. Almost 20 years ago. And what are you talking about? Now, well, maybe you are in front spiritually and the man you met is in more in front of you spiritually. You went to school. You have a BSc. Maybe he has an OND, but he's very brainy and sharp and then vast in business, conquering some millions. And then every other thing is in shape. And he's eager to improve himself. That's not bad. That is a man. I mean, it takes a brainy person to succeed in business. So that man is in front in one realm or the other. I'm talking of taking a retired, redundant, cachetic, moribund, asthenic, somebody who is sleeping as if he's practicing to die. You say husband. That is not husband. That is house band. It bound your life. Bound the house. People need to be told this thing because there are those who with eyes open walk into mistakes. With eyes open walk into disaster. With eyes open they walk into error. That was number what? Maybe I'll continue the rest tomorrow. It's already 4 o'clock. Look at your neighbor, say, marry well. And some men think that
Some men think, okay, if that is only for women, then I'm okay. Listen, if you are fire and you marry water, there are women that will suffer you. Well. I knew of a man. Anytime he's praying, I heard the story. The wife has nowhere to sweep the house except around him. When he's on his knees. That is where the sweeping is, the headquarters of the sweeping. If he's talking to the wife and trying to reach out to his wife the way a man would like to reach out to his wife in marital relationship, say, Satan, pack your load and go. There are people who have been rendered useless because of whom they married. And the worst thing that can happen to any man is for Satan to package a wife for you. God, or package a husband. You just package and arrange him. You didn't know. You just marry Satan picking. Then you have continuous visit from your father-in-law. Satan the devil. Hallelujah. Number six is marry up. And number seven is where we are going. Make no decision under pressure. No marital decision under pressure. See, decisions that are made under pressure are likely to be the wrong decisions. And if you ask me, what kind of decisions are you talking about, Pastor? Decisions like, my time is going. Any man I see now, I will say yes to him. My time is going. I need to catch a wife now. After the Bible says, whoso findeth a wife, let me go and find, please. Let me go and find. Let me go and look for. Decisions like, man telling you, you have 2 weeks to say yes or no. Tell me yes or no, I move on with my life. When you are confronted with such a decision, let the person know, please, if you have to move on, go ahead. Because somebody is about to force you to make a decision you are likely to regret. For you to come to that point where the person is saying, tell me yes or no, now I move forward. It means that there has been some question conviction. You are not really sure. And he doesn't want to give you the time. And don't ever think that if this person was meant to marry you and he did not marry you, out of no fault of yours, that you will be stranded for life. Saul was meant to be the king of Israel and king of Israel for life. But when Saul messed up, God found a David. People can fail, but plan can't fail. Especially the plan of God. The people of God may fail, but the plan of God will never fail. Beloved, just ensure that you don't make any decision under pressure. Let me talk to married people very quickly and we'll draw the curtain. So the married, this is my counsel. Yet not just my counsel, but I perceive it to be the counsel of the Lord, for I have the Spirit of the Lord. Number one, love and respect your spouse. And this is most important for men. And I want every braggadocious, ostentatious, masculine man to know. Because there are some men that are so macho and so masculine. Commander-in-chief of the house. The lion of the tribe of the family. Who appears and everybody must take cover, including the wife. See? Oh, guys, come. Lion is coming. Everybody take cover. Let's arrange his food on the table. Because he arrives and he's barking like a dog. Who is there? Come, you with your big head. Go and call your mother. You don't know that there are places like that. See this short one going there. You're already bending. You're already close to the ground. No need to bend. Go fast. I'm talking of things I have heard. Take your seat. I want every man to know. It is a shame for a man not to value the wife that God gave you. And not to respect the wife as a weaker vessel is a shame. I will come to it shortly. One of the worst shame that can happen to a man is carry your hand and hit your wife. If you are in a fighting mood, go to the motor park. There are many men looking for fight. Go and look for people who, there are muscle, there are what we call area boys, Agbero boys. Their business is to look for fight. They are quarrel waiting for where to happen. Or go to the gym. People pushing steel. Ask one of them to carry you and drop you on the ground. That is if you are in a fighting mood. Let me tell you. What women do, no man can do it. What wives do? How they take care of children, take care of the family, take care of yourself, the man. There are most men that can't survive 1 month in the absence of a genuine wife. He's confused. Can't handle the children. School runs. And somebody is there. Come here, sit down there. If men go to labor twice, the world will end. Because they won't go to labor world another time. Carry the pregnancy for 9 months, breastfeed the baby, nurse the baby, clean the poop. One of these days, the women may make just, let's let the men agree and handle your child, that newborn baby, for 1 week. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? All this machoness is not masculinity to manifest wickedness. It's weakness. You don't have to enslave your wife for her to submit to you. Some people, if you see them fight with their wife today, you think that they have boxing and an evil. And I'm going to come to that very shortly. I will make some brutal statements. And I don't care who misunderstands it. One pastor fought his wife. And a man, a member of the church, married man, left the church. Because it brought to him bad memories of what he had experienced in his life, not in his own family. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Respect, love, and respect your spouse. Because what you don't value, you will lose. Number two, avoid disgracing your spouse, especially. Well, at any time, avoid it. You hold your wife, you hold your husband in high esteem. You don't run down your wife. Now, there are those who don't mind shouting down their wives in public. Woman, sit there. You don't know it is yourself you are disgracing. That you can have a wife that is publicly disgraceable. You yourself, you are publicly disgraceable. Let me take it further. There are some There are some men who have to say every bad thing about their wife to justify any action they take. He sees this girl. You're not a girl. I'm just purposely using you. You see, in fact, I have been suffering in my house. The wife I married is a devil. The girl say, hey, yeah. He's trying to woo that girl and he's using his wife as a scapegoat. There are those who have spread such terrible things about their wife, to brother, to sister, to uncle, to relation, to everybody. I don't want anybody to think that maybe wives have bribed me or given me money to talk for them. But I sit and I listen to things every day. Say your wife is a witch. Was she a witch before you married? If she wasn't a witch before you married her, even if she was a witch before you, whether she was a witch or not, you have a problem. If she was a witch, you have a problem of seeing a witch and marrying a witch. Or the problem of lacking in discernment until you marry the witch. Or, and if she wasn't a witch and she's not a witch, then your house is a witchcraft impartation place. Your house can enwitch somebody. Am I communicating at all? Some women don't have respect anywhere. They are passing. People are talking. No, that's the man that the woman is talking about. Terrible woman. This and that, she's passing. No respect. This is the statement that I want to make. It is better to be alive without a marriage than to be killed before your time because you are married. You don't watch yourself suffocated and killed like chicken by a temperamental, careless, carefree, godless man. Sent me a video the other day. Somebody did some video flying on WhatsApp. How many women have died in the hands of men? Yeah. Bam! Bam! One hit the woman the head on the wall, right? Dead. Are you following what I'm saying here today? And wife, respect your husband. Honor dignity. He doesn't reduce you. I told a man today, I said, if you tell your wife, I appreciate you, I value you, you are doing what I can. The other day, my wife came from seeing the children at school, and I said, thank you so much. What should I do for you for these journeys you make to see our children? You said, why? They are my children too. I said, but it means both of us have to be going. Who says that is the only the woman that should go to school to visit children? Where is it written? When thou art a man, leave everything for the wife to handle. You understand? I am appreciative of this effort. I should be there. We should be going together and do all these things and take care of children. Who said that only madam should go to the market to shop for the children's school? If madam is doing it and is not complaining, why is she not respected? Why is she not valued? Why is she not honored? assignment of the man, the manufacturer of children? When it is time for children to be brought forth, honey? When it...
God will help us tonight.
Number three, don't push your spouse to the devil with bad character. Wanting a glorious home. Don't push your spouse. I've seen a situation where a husband, very reckless in character, woman, and the wife too, said, enough is enough. Me too, I'll look for myself, look for a man. Both of them jammed HIV with HIV. Both are dead. Woman, don't push your husband out with bad character, bad mouth, continuous quarrel. He comes back home, his head is on fire. He can't rest. For every man, the house should be a place of rest. He comes from stress in the office back to stress at home. Maybe he was in the office, his boss had harassed him. Maybe he received a query. Maybe some things have gone wrong in his business. Or some things have gone wrong in his life. Or he failed an exam. He hasn't told you yet. You are not aware. And he's coming and he said, yes. Yes. What I was telling you yesterday, what are you going to say to it? Did you answer me? You left. Now you are back. Please, let's continue from where we stopped yesterday. And for some women, the way they behave... Some women, not all. You literally need to be an angel to hold yourself. They talk at the speed, the frequency of fire. Before the man can say one word, she has said 10,000. So some men try to use the hand to close the mouth. Not that they wanted to hit the woman. You know this thing, we need balance. The thing has to be balanced. Mechonu, close. Please, madam, close your mouth. Not that I want to hit you, but let me assist you. Take your seat. Especially people whose tempers are not under control. There are women that give men hypertension. The man's high blood pressure is traceable to his wife. Panic attack. But he's in the office, phone is ringing. You see, madam. Oh, Lord. What is it again? Lord, please help me to compose myself. Hello, honey? What? Okay, please, I'll talk to you later. What else want to start? Don't push your husband to the devil. Some women are experts in over suspicion. Expert. The man is so fine, he's so handsome, he's so intelligent, he's so knowledgeable, is this and that. There must be somebody somewhere. Carry his phone in his absence, ransacking the phone. All manner of. And then at the end of the day, the man realizes, I am not doing anything. They say, I am doing something. Let me go and do it so that I know that I really did something. Wahaloos. That is why, again, the bed must remain undefiled. Because when the foundation is not clean, suspicion is easy. Because you are, since the man could sleep with you before you officially married, you don't know who else he's not sleeping with. Respect is low. Premarital sex produces the harvest of extramarital affairs. I follow what I'm saying here today. But even if a man has made mistake before and he has apologized or something and obviously changed, to continue to follow him up. And then every time you bring the matter up, he's pushing him further to the devil. Is anybody learning anything here at all? How many of you know that it is God who keeps people? Any man who wants to spoil, your over suspicion can't stop him. Your over suspiciousness can't stop him. Eh? What number are we? Don't push yourself, your spouse, to the devil with bad character. Number five. Four, work on your relationship. Relationship requires workmanship. What you don't work at will never work out. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 1. The Bible says, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. There are people, as if their greatest joy in life is to see how they can destroy their marriage. Work on your relationship. What do I mean by that? Profusely appreciate husband. Appreciate wife. Honey, I'm grateful. I thank God for making me to be married to you. Don't take your wife for granted. Don't take your wife, your husband for granted. Work on the relationship. Operate like you really value your wife and you really value your husband. Number five, watch over your life. Watch over your heart. Acts chapter 20 verse 28, Paul the apostle said, take heed to yourself. What do I mean watch over your heart and watch over your life? Basically, we live in a world that is filled with temptations. You don't need to look for sin. Sin is looking for people everywhere. Am I communicating? Watch over your life. Watch over your life. Watch over your heart. There are many young ladies whose prayer request is another person's husband. Say, I don't want all these struggling young men. I want somebody established. Vice versa. I once made contact with a young man, non-married. He has an anointing for people's wives. A demonic anointing. That is, the woman doesn't need to agree. There is something on him that makes the people come under his spell. Yes. And not his married people. That is to destroy, to enter marriages. And so we live in such a world. So you watch your life. You watch your life. My wife and I prayed for a young lady one time. You remember the girl? That girl, I don't know how many people she can have immorality with in a day. We asked her, we said, so how do you do it? She said, simple. Anytime I am under pressure, I go to the roadside. And any man I like, I'll tell him, I love you. I like you. And the man say, eh. And then he say, come. That's all. Like a sheep to the slaughter. That's all. And after that, he looked for another man. That is her assignment. I think when we pray for her, a ring came out of her female reproductive system. Terrible demonic things that came out. Am I communicating at all? So watch your life and then watch your heart. I say watch your heart because offenses can easily come between husband and wife. The devil will easily make you misinterpret the actions of the other person. Misinterpret and misunderstand. So you watch your heart. No, my wife cannot hate me. She can't disrespect me. It's an omission. My husband cannot mean such. Such a statement cannot be from him. So you watch your life and you watch your heart. That was number five. Number six, love God in reality. Love God in reality. Love God in reality. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. It said, 1 John 4:20. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? I have noticed from personal experience and experience of others that the more passionate you are for God, the more of a better husband you will be. The more, it is not possible for a person to be truly spiritual and not be genuinely loving of father, of parents, of wife, and of children. Having said all this, very quickly, what is the profit of marriage that is built according to God's pattern? What is the benefit? Why should the marriage work? Number one, the expression of God's glory. Right, let me frame it like this. Marrying after God's pattern attracts the fullness of glory. If you want to see a glorious home, a home that is beautiful, let that pattern be followed. Marriage after God's pattern establishes a glorious home. Exodus 25 verse 9, he said, according to all that I show you, after the pattern of the tabernacle, make it. And when it was done so, the glory came. Number two, marriage after God's pattern guarantees the success of agreement prayer. It guarantees the success of agreement prayer. I'd like you to know that the highest form of agreement is between a man and his wife. Matthew 18, 19, it says, I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done. The highest form of agreement on earth is the agreement between the man and his wife. When a man holds hands with his wife to make decrees and demands, if two Christian brothers can agree and things happen, two Christian sisters, two pastors, how much more a man and his wife that is actually one? They are actually one. That is why 1 Peter, is it 3 verse 8? That's your passage that mommy reads all the time. He said, dwell with them according to knowledge, that your prayers be not hindered. There are so many people whose prayers don't cross anywhere because they are very wicked husbands or very rebellious wives. The highest form of agreement happens between the man and his wife. That's 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7. Number 3, marriage after God's pattern guarantees the raising of quality children. Quality. What do I mean by quality children? Children that are self-confident, excited children, Children that fear God and respect people. Children that look forward to a glorious future themselves. They look forward to a glorious future themselves. Dr. Mr. Nenche said it. When a woman is a good mother, a loving mother, the son will value his wife. One of the things that I saw, the way and manner my mother raised us, her children up, and the quality of woman or she was in her life, made it impossible for me to look down on my wife. Because it's almost like seeing your mother in the woman. And the reverse is true. When a home is bad, children from that home fear to marry. Hello? You are not hearing what I'm saying, are you? I know of a man whose wife left him because the wife said, "You remind me of my father." Of her father. How terrible her father dealt with the mother. And she's seen a man looking like the father. This is a summary. When your marriage is bad, you are damaging the marriages of your children yet to come. You are damaging their future. When your marriage is bad, you are in advance damaging the marriages of your next generation. They are not there. And that is what I was telling a man. That is what you do to your children by maltreating their mother, by giving them the picture of a home that is a hell. They don't look forward to a home. They don't look forward. They are in trepidation when they think about marriage, because they think about marriage in the light of what they saw you offer to them growing up. Somebody say amen. Marriage after God's pattern guarantees the raising of quality children. Number 4. Marriage after God's pattern guarantees the release of potentials. When a man is a good husband, he brings out the best out of his wife. The wife will eventually manifest potential, because it is iron that sharpens iron. When a wife is a good wife and the husband is a good husband, the sky is just their starting point. They bring out the best in each other. I am grateful to God for the things that have come out of my life since we met each other. The things, they are just rolling out one layer after another, and vice versa. I never played any instrument before my wife and I met, but I knew that as a house officer, medical doctor, housemanship, she had already a keyboard in her house, right? I never played an instrument. I never wrote a song. Many, many, many things that were not part of me. I had humor inside and laughter inside, but my face was frozen outside. If you saw my face in the university, you don't need to see thunder. Carried a big Bible under my arm. Say, "Brother Paul, good morning." That was how I functioned. Hello? Hello? I remember a sister that said during our campus days, if they saw me coming, they had to think twice whether to greet or to keep quiet, because they don't know what to expect. Morning, bro. Hello? So much so that Indian hemp smoking heavy man said every time he saw me coming, it feels like I was coming to kill him. My wife evangelized to a boy one day, and the boy said, I am a cultist. I have killed before. My wife shifted back a bit. Said, hey, is this the person I'm preaching to? He said, come, let me take you to somebody. He brought a man to me. I said, sit down. Yes, tell me, what is it? He told me everything, led him to Christ, got him saved, got him delivered, got him established. Last time I saw him, we were in Makodi at the filling station. And I saw him walking. I said, how are you? He said, fine. How are you doing? He said, perfect. Are you in the Lord? He said, he has continued in the Lord. I said, what happened? He said, his people, the cult people were looking for him. But the church where he went, he attended, they gave him a colonel who was serving and has his service pistol with him. And followed him to the cult people. And he told them, he said, this boy is born again. He's a member of our church. See my gun. If one hair drops from his head, I will personally shoot you. I am the one who will shoot me. See. Take your seat. That was how it was. But when we met each other, sharpened iron, the bottled in laughter exploded. That other nature. One man saw me in the goes, ah, that he saw me preaching and people are laughing. Eh? That he didn't believe that was happening. Because in those days, the preaching was fire and brimstone. Hallelujah. You see, when your marriage is bad, your potentials are bottled. There are things inside you that will never come out. There are capabilities that are capped. When you are married to a bad man, you end up as a shadow of yourself as a woman. When you are married to a bad woman, you end up as a shadow of yourself as a man. Finally, if that was number five, number five, marriage in the pattern of God gives to the world the revelation of Christ and the church. When a man and his wife live in accordance to Bible pattern, their marriage is a message. There is something people see and the world will see that will let them know how Christ feels for the church. My dear brothers and my sisters tonight, I have preached and preached and over-preached, but I pray you will not miss it. You will not miss it. For the sake of the destiny you have to fulfill, for the sake of the potentials on the inside, for the sake of the glory you must walk in, for the sake of your children, the next generation, please make it work. Make it work. Let it be well. For singles, you will not marry the wrong person. My God will guide you. For those who are ripe for marriage, my God will bring your way the right man. Stand on your feet in a loudest shout of amen. Loudmost shout of amen. We have taken a short time, but please don't move out until... Okay, give me 5 minutes and let us see how we can wrap up this prayer. And then I'll give a call for those who will surrender themselves. And then pray myself and Dr. Mrs. Enenche for you.